What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. Hello, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of my show, Curls and Courage. My name is Kinsley Meeks, and I'm your host as always. So I'm a mental health advocate, I'm a coach, and I'm an athlete aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. I appreciate you guys listening so, so much and really hope that you love this episode. So for those of you who don't really know me, I want to start by just giving a brief introduction on who I am and kind of what stage I'm currently at, just to give you guys a little bit of a backstory on what this episode is going to entail. So I am currently living in Miami, Florida. I moved here about 2.5 years ago from a town in Alabama called Mobile. That's where I had lived, you know, prior for my entire life. And I'm an entrepreneur. So I have a personal training and a nutrition coaching business. I obviously also have this podcast. And there is a lot more that I want to do with my brand in the future. Lots of big things coming. My mind is always racing, always going crazy with so many more things that I can do to give back and so many ways that I want to really promote health and wellness. But you know, you have that entrepreneurial spirit. I won't go down too much into the detail about that. But basically, I was having a conversation over the phone with my mom yesterday, really just like expressing my gratitude for how thankful I am that I've been able to grow so much over the past 2.5 years while living in Miami, Florida. And sometimes I'd be hating on Miami. I won't even lie. It's crazy. It's definitely not where I see myself long term. But just from like a growth standpoint, from an opportunity standpoint, from a business standpoint, there honestly, in my opinion, is not very many places that are going to be much better. And you just have to kind of know that there's pros and cons, I guess, to every place that you move. By no means am I living the dream per se, but I sure am working towards my goals every single day. I'm working towards my dream. I'm creating a life, you know, beyond limits. And I know with true certainty that hard work and grit always pays off. And that's really what I'm about. So when brainstorming topics for this episode, I just kept thinking of the word inspire. Inspire is such a powerful word, and I want you guys to feel inspired after listening to this episode. And really, after every episode of Curls and Courage, I create this to inspire. So I want to share my journey of moving from a small town to the big city, Bama girl to Miami girl. You feel me? This change truly has been such a defining moment in my life, and it's really helped shape me into who I am today. And the story that you're about to hear is all about pursuing your passion, overcoming obstacles, taking risks, just really being fearless in the pursuit of following your dreams, because we know this podcast is about health and wellness. And if you want to be well, if you want to be healthy, you have to live a life that you love. And you also have to have a strong mindset, of course. So I want to inspire you guys. Just ask yourself, you know, have you ever felt stuck in your life? Stuck in your hometown, stuck in your career, knowing there's just more for you out there, but you just feel unable to move. Ask yourself, what does it take for me to make a life-changing leap of faith in order to actually go for my dreams? I truly do believe we all have the ability to cultivate a life that actually makes us happy, that makes us feel fulfilled, that makes us feel content. But let me tell you, it is not easy. It is so, so challenging. And I do not, again, like I said, have it all figured out by any means. But what I do know is I've never been afraid to take risks. I've always willingly put myself in very uncomfortable positions in order to see growth and make my dreams a reality. So I feel like that's something I have a lot of knowledge in and want to, again, share with you all. And you can do the same thing. In the next few minutes, I want to make you guys laugh. I want to make you guys think. I want to make you guys feel your emotions, feel inspired, and actually take action based off of my journey of my move from Mobile to Miami. So I'm going to start off just by talking a little bit about my hometown. So I'm super grateful for where I grew up. I feel like a lot of people hate on Mobile, and I used to hate on it too. I'd be like, oh, this place is so boring. There's no cool people here. There's nothing to do. I can't grow my business. But honestly, again, like I said, I'm grateful because I always had a very supportive community growing up. I had lots of supportive friends. I had, you know, amazing family members supporting me and really good mentors in my life as well. Living in Mobile, Alabama, I will say I met a lot of true people cool people who don't necessarily want anything out of you. They just want to help, which is really, really rare to find when you're in a big city like Miami. So it's definitely something I miss. I grew up around lots of Southern hospitality. I grew up around kindness. I grew up around peace. You know, it's a small town. So you walk in the grocery store, you see people that you know. Everything is very spaced out. The city is very quiet. I lived in a big house on like a lot full of land. So again, you're really spaced out from everybody. And it's just kind of peaceful. But from a young age, I guess I just always had this gut feeling that I really wanted to leave. And living in a small town, as I mentioned, has its perks for sure, but I didn't really love my environment. I just had a lot of feelings of stagnancy, and y'all know I hate that word. Like, if I feel stagnant, if I feel like nothing's happening, I'm going to do everything in my power to make a change. So I was surrounded by people that were, yes, very nice. And again, this is no hate, but a lot of people just didn't necessarily want to grow in the place that I was around. And, you know, a lot of people, for example, living like the 9-to-5, same routine, same career, same thing in daily life, not a lot of entrepreneurship, not a very health conscious city, which is totally fine. Like, if that's you and you want to live like your 9-to-5, go home and chill, watch TV, whatever you want to do, and go back and do the same thing again, that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with that. If it's what makes you feel happy, you should definitely do it. But I just knew, I guess, that lifestyle wasn't really what I wanted for myself. And again, as I mentioned, I knew that when I was really young. So I just felt limited from an opportunity standpoint, and then also from a financial standpoint. Again, when you compare like a small city like Mobile, not a lot of people have like the finances or the resources to do like these big things that I wanted to do. And again, as I mentioned, just not a big fitness culture, not a lot of opportunity for growth in my business as a personal trainer, as a nutrition coach. I wasn't even podcasting or doing anything in social media at the time, but obviously Miami taught me a lot of that as well. So I was always passionate about fitness. When we talk about my career, from a young age, it was always an outlet for me. I always felt better after I moved my body, whether it was running when I was younger. I was very competitive about cross country and track. I also did competitive cheerleading. I loved just moving my body, throwing myself up in the air and flipping. I guess I started strength training around age 15, and I'm 23 now. So what is that, like 8 years ago? I obviously didn't know what I was doing again there, but I knew that I loved making myself better. I loved challenging myself. I loved lifting. But I didn't really get into true bodybuilding and helping others improve their health until around like 2019, 2020. And I guess I really started my career because I wanted others to feel the same joy that I felt from a mental standpoint, really, after exercise. I always loved also pushing myself and pushing other people to be their best. Like, if I'm someone who's going up, I want to bring everybody up with me. I want everyone to eat. I want everyone to be successful. And sometimes I feel you just need a little bit of support in your life in order to push past like your perceived limitations or do something you've never done before. So I started my personal training and nutrition coaching business in 2020. When I was doing this, I was also working many jobs that I hated. So I was, I was working fast food at Fusackley's. It's like a little fried chicken place. I was working at Chili's at one point. Chili's was such a miserable experience, but I was hosting and serving at Chili's. And I was also serving at Sonny's, which is a barbecue place. And like, think about that for me. You're working like Chili's, which is like, you know, mozzarella sticks. You're working Fusackley's, which is like fried chicken, and you're working Sonny's, which is like barbecue. And I'm out here like trying to be a bodybuilder and trying to eat healthy. It's just, again, not healthy places, but you got to do jobs you don't want to do sometimes in order to make money. So that's what I was doing. I was coaching on the side. I was also working 2 to 3 different jobs in order to make money so I could leave my small town. And I will say, when you're in a town that you don't like, and even if you're in like a little bit smaller city versus a bigger city, to me, it does put you at a disadvantage. And I want to share that with you all, because that's something you got to think about. Your community, who you surround yourself with, where you live, it does affect you. Okay. So I felt like when I was back home, although again, it had its perks, I'm so grateful for it, it did have less opportunity. It did have less resources. And, you know, you don't have as many people around you in your career or your profession. Here, there's a lot of content creators. People are always having a camera out. People are always like wanting to network with other people. I didn't even know what the word network really meant when I lived back home. So also money was an issue. When I was back home, I was living with my family. I would say I was making pretty decent money for where I live, but I was charging $20 to $30 an hour for personal training. In Miami, I typically charge $100. And I know it may seem like a lot for those of you who are in the city, but if I charged any less, I wouldn't be able to live here. So it's just like, also from a financial standpoint, I knew I wanted to leave, but I didn't necessarily know where I wanted to go or like, how can I make this happen? Like, I don't know what I was doing. All I knew was I'm confident I'm going to make this happen. So I had an undeniable belief in myself, along with a lot of work ethic and a lot of determination. And that's what you really have to have if you want to make such a life-changing jump as I did. So as I mentioned, I was kind of working 24/7. I still am. Like, I like to work. I'm kind of a workaholic. I really need some fun in my life and I'm trying to get better with that. But you got to grind sometimes. And that's what I've been doing a long time. And it is tiring, I will say. But anyways, I was working 24/7 back home in Mobile. I would train clients on the weekdays, and on the weekends, I would work like a morning shift at Fusakli's. And then at night, I would go work an evening shift at Sunny's. And I also kind of pick up shifts on the weekdays when I could, when I wasn't training clients or when I wasn't having to do something for school. And by school, I mean, so I actually didn't go to college like fully. I didn't get a degree, but I went to college online only for a few months. And my experience, it just wasn't for me. I always knew what I wanted to do. I didn't need anyone telling me a specific day and time to be in class. I think college is very important. Education is everything, but I always loved learning on my own. Again, I felt like a lot of the classes I was required to take didn't really make any sense for me. I didn't want to spend the money. I wanted to leave. So I only took one class, mainly just because my parents like kind of forced me to. They wanted me to. I wanted to make them happy. But I ended up failing the class. It was actually a public speaking class. And I'm pretty good at speaking. But I just didn't do any of the work. And every time I had to give a speech, I would do it up at the gym. Like, of course, you were supposed to dress up, look presentable, but I would never really plan. I would just be up at the gym and like in between clients, I would go outside, do the Zoom call for South Alabama and just like say a speech. And it always related to training or health or wellness, no matter what the topic was supposed to be. Since I didn't plan and fitness was something I knew so much about, I just kind of always related it back to that. And I was close to passing, but anyways, I did not. So that's kind of how that went, just to give you guys a little bit more insight. I guess this was a time of my life. I was just working so much. So I decided to myself, okay, I really want to take a trip somewhere because like at this point I'm feeling burnt out. Like I'm working so much. I don't feel like I'm able to give my best. I'm going to take a trip somewhere. So I decided, okay, I'm going to take a trip to Miami because my brother and I had been there once before, once only, and the flights were just really affordable. I always knew like I love warm weather. I wanted to go somewhere tropical that wasn't too far away just so I could take, you know, 3 to 4 days off of work, go down here, gain a peace of mind, and then go back home and get back to work. I had no intentions of moving there at the time. This was just a trip to get my mind off of things. So as I was on this trip, I remember there was a really pivotal moment to where, you know, I was just enjoying myself on the trip. I was being outside. I was at the beach. I was just going out to restaurants, walking around the city, visiting cool gyms, just stuff like that. But pivotal moment was when I was outside on my balcony in my Airbnb. I just looked outside on the balcony and remember thinking to myself, like, this is it. Like, why not here? I felt so happy. I remember taking like literally a selfie off of the balcony and being like, this is where I'm going to move. Like, why not here? And I guess I just, again, felt something in my gut telling me that this was a place that I needed to go at the time. And I felt the Lord telling me like, girl, you need to move and I got you. And it's kind of funny because I remember when I left that first trip to Miami, I actually left one of my business cards in the Airbnb. And from that business card, I actually got my first client when I moved to the city a couple months later. So that was really cool. But I chose Miami because I guess I didn't really look into anywhere else, to be honest. I didn't look into anywhere else to move. When I was younger, I always thought I wanted to move to LA just because everyone thinks like, ooh, LA, like I'm going to be famous. I'm going to go to LA. It's going to be awesome. But I had visited there once before and I just didn't like love the vibe. It was a little bit too dirty for me. And like, I just wasn't really feeling it as much. So I ended up, hey, let's go to Miami. I made the decision. And I guess now I was just working on how can I make this dream happen? There were obviously many concerns that were in the backside of my head. Obviously, my career, my finances. Miami is extremely expensive. I mean, you basically walk outside your door and it's going to cost you $100. You feel me? So I was very nervous about that. And I'm super independent. So I wasn't necessarily fearful of change or not having my family, not having my people. I just knew this was the time and I needed to level up. Sometimes you just know, hey, like, let's level up, let's get it done. But again, how was I going to get there? It was honestly just my faith. You guys know I'm a believer. And it was the confidence that I had had within myself in order to take such a leap of faith, because that's really what it was. And I want to pause for a moment and just encourage you guys to believe in yourself and to stand firm and to stand steadfast in your faith. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to believe in you either. So that's the first step to making any pivotal change in your life, in my opinion. So how did I go about making the move? This is really interesting. So about 4 to 6 weeks after my first trip, this again, just like my vacation trip, I made the decision I wanted to move. You guys are following. I decided I'm going to go back to Miami like 4 to 6 weeks later and do a photo shoot. So I immediately asked my coach, I'm like, I want to go on a cut. I want to get my physique looking absolutely amazing. And I want to go down there in Miami and just do a photo shoot. So I was reaching out to photographers. I found one that I thought would be awesome. And I just told her, hey, like, let's go shoot on the beach. I gave her a specific date. Let's shoot some photos in the beach in like a bikini. And let's also shoot some photos in a gym. And that way I can kind of like post content and tag different gyms in Miami and tag like Miami Beach and get people, of course, like as a trainer, as a coach, you know, you have to look good. Miami is also, unfortunately, and I knew this kind of going down, it's there's beautiful people here and you need to look good. You need to present yourself, I guess, best as you can every day. And if you want to get clients, I knew you had to look good. Okay. That's just how it is. People don't want a trainer who's overweight. People don't want a trainer who doesn't have muscle. People don't want a trainer who doesn't lead by example. So let's get these photos done. Let's take some shoots and let's post them. So I worked with this photographer. And when I was down there again on the second trip to Miami, I just went to a lot of different gyms. I was posting on my socials. I was networking. I was just talking to random people. I was just hoping and praying also for an opportunity. So I stayed in Miami that trip for probably another like 3 days. I think just like a weekend plus a Friday, something quick, because I wanted to again get back to work, make that money. But I stepped foot in probably 6 to 7 different gyms in that one weekend. And I would ask the gyms, are you guys looking for independent trainers? I was also open at the time to maybe just getting hired, just to kind of get my name in the door, get my feet wet, get a little bit of money, like someone hiring me to work for like a big box gym. I wasn't opposed to it. I just didn't necessarily really want to. But most gyms will be like, well, when are you moving? Like, we can't hire you until you move down here. And I had no credibility. People in Mobile, they knew who I was. I had a pretty full book of clients and most people knew me when I walked into the gym, because there's not a lot of bodybuilders. But here, everyone looks great. It's super competitive. A lot of people are trainers. A lot of people are bodybuilders. It's a big fitness culture. So things are very, very different for me at this point. But they're asking me, these gyms are asking me, like, how am I going to hire you again if you're not even down here yet? And I'm like, I'm not sure when I'm moving, but like, I'm ready. So I just didn't have a place to stay and I didn't have a job. So ends up, I go to this one gym. It was called ISI Training. I will never forget this moment. And I sat down and kind of talked with this guy who was the owner of, it was actually a startup gym and it was going to be opening in like 2 months, something like that, from the time that I was down there. So he actually offered me a job to take part in this business. I think it was a job that paid maybe like $50,000 to $60,000 a year. So enough that's like livable, but Miami's expensive. So that's not, you know, that's not crazy. But I would basically be like the manager of this gym. And I was kind of thinking like, okay, this is a good opportunity, but not really for me. And the guy also told me, like, I want to tell you, you have a great personality. This guy I'm so grateful for, but you have a great personality. You have a great physique. You're clearly knowledgeable. Because again, we had had a conversation for a while talking about me and my business and what I wanted to do. And he said, look, I think you'd really do well working independently. And I actually know this guy. Guy's name is Harvey, a guy that I'm working with now. And I can put you in connection with him to possibly, he's looking for trainers out of like a big building in Brickell. Brickell is where I live now. It's a city in Miami. But there's basically this building. It's called the Panorama Tower. That's where I primarily work out of. And it's like 80 stories high. So there is a ton of residents in the building. It's a really nice gym for like a residential place. And I thought, okay, this could be an opportunity. So I messaged this guy, Harvey, and I'm like, hey, like, my name is Kinsley Meeks. I really am looking for independent training jobs. Would you be interested in meeting with me or whatever? And he's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, we'll definitely meet up. So I met up with this guy on the same trip and I kind of explored the gym. I looked at the Panorama Tower and I thought, okay, like, this is an opportunity that I need to take. I'm working independently. I have no clients, but at least this is a space that I can train out of. And at least I'm going to have to work my butt off to be able to, you know, build clientele. So he basically invited me a couple weeks later to go on a boat with him and his wife and a couple of his clients, just to kind of explore the area a little bit, to get to know me a little bit more, to kind of let me talk with some of his clients and really like see the city. I live right by the water, so I've only been on a boat a couple times here, but going on the boat is amazing because you can see just all of the buildings and like you're out on the water, and it's just super cool. Like, it's a super cool experience being out on the water. And that's something that I had never done before this person asked me to do it. So I went home after this trip, and again, Harvey had invited me to go on the boat a couple weeks later. So I plan another trip like 2 weeks later down to Miami. I go on this boat. I meet some people. I take more photos. I talk to more people. I looked for apartments and kind of just did the same thing, but I guess at a little bit higher level at this point, because at least I have this opportunity. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to be moving here. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Like, let's do it. I'm excited. Harvey's wife was also a realtor, so she kind of helped me get my foot in the door and finding a place to live. And I ended up having to sign a lease for an apartment that I had never seen before. I got a couple videos and I couldn't even see the apartment. Things were going so quick at the time, and I just had to have a space. So it's actually the apartment I'm still in now, but little studio apartment. I had to pay over $12,000 up front in order to actually sign my lease and get, you know, the apartment. So this was a huge chunk of my money and a huge financial investment. I remember sitting at a Starbucks signing the lease and just my hand like shaking, like my hand going crazy. I can barely sign that paper because it was just like, ooh, this is such a big like expense for me, and I've worked so hard. But I just knew that it was, you know, you got to take a big risk if you want to see any type of reward. So I signed the lease. We're good to go. I had the opportunity for work. So what we did was my mom and I rented a U-Haul and planned a date that we were going to move down to Miami. So it was really, really short. I would say from the first trip I had to Miami down to those other two trips and my final move, it was probably like 3 months, no longer than that. And I came here. So even the experience, you guys, like driving the U-Haul, just imagine me and my mom, like we're a small town, like Southern nice girls, having this big ass U-Haul driving to Miami that took us like 14 hours for us to even get here, because we have to go super slow in this U-Haul. It's kind of scary driving in the city where you don't know where you are. And it was a crazy experience. I remember even, so when you move into an apartment, typically it has to be on like Monday through Friday. It can't be on the weekdays. So another thing was super last minute. I remember telling my mom, I had got a call from, I guess, the landlord of my apartment telling me, you guys have to move Monday through Friday. And we had already planned to move in on Saturday and Sunday. So the night before our trip, I was like, mom, like we have to leave tomorrow. Luckily, we had already rented the U-Haul for a couple other days to load it up. But we had like our friends helping us load all my stuff because it was super last minute. It was a very quick goodbye. We had to move at this specific time. So I told my mom, like, hey, we're moving early. We're leaving tomorrow. But no matter what happens, I need you to support me. I need you to be mentally strong. I need you to be mentally prepared. Like, let's get it. And I will say having that support helped me so much. You guys know I'm a big advocate when it comes to support and community. And I will say without having that one person in my life, I would not be where I am today. I couldn't have made the move. I wouldn't have had the probably audacity or just support that I needed in order to really get up and do it. So trip was extremely difficult anyways, getting down here at the U-Haul, because again, as I mentioned, it took us like 14 hours. And then also I was in prep at the time. Of course, me, I'm like, let me make this as hard as I possibly can. Let me be 6 weeks out from my show, starving, exhausted, having a ton of joint pain, and still drive 14 hours and get down here. So I remember when we made the move, it was hard because we had time restraints. We had to get to Miami at a certain time. Again, because you only have a couple hours to load up your apartment, to get all of your bedding and all of your, I brought an elliptical down here too, my elliptical in the apartment, my bedding in the apartment, my clothes, my shoes, everything in the apartment. You only had a couple hours and we had no help. And also a lot of people here do not speak English. So my mom and I are like trying to communicate for help and we can't even speak the same language. So that was definitely a barrier there. That was hard. Also, again, when we were even driving down here and when we were in the city, I remember my back was hurting so bad because I was very, very lean. My bone density wasn't very good. I had a lot of joint pain. So we'd be stopping every couple hours on the trip just for me to roll up my back. I took a foam roller and, you know, when we got down here in between like moving the apartment stuff, I would be rolling my back out. That really sucked. I was extremely hungry. My mom was extremely hungry. We were both extremely tired. It was just extremely crowded here at the time too. And we had to like go get groceries and like make sure I had everything for prep. So it was just a very long, brutal couple hours when we first got here. I remember we ended up, I think we stayed up for like, we calculated it by the time we had to get everything we needed to done, drove to Miami. We stayed up for over a day straight for sure. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I think it was like 28 hours, like something crazy. Maybe we took like little naps, or maybe I took like little naps as my mom was driving, but like she stayed up. And when we got here, we again, we had to move. So just was very, very challenging. And I say all this because making a big move like this isn't easy. That's what I want to express to you guys. Taking a big leap of faith, you don't know what's going to happen. You just have to be mentally prepared, and you have to be willing to grow and willing to get uncomfortable. So I want to kind of end this episode here in just a minute, because I want to actually do a part two in this episode, kind of teaching you guys or explaining to you guys how I adjusted to the big city, how I built my career from the ground up, how I overcame many different obstacles while pursuing my dreams, and I kind of some successes and rewards that I have had up to this point after making the leap, because I feel like that would just be so helpful for you guys. But that's going to be another like 30, 40 minute episode, because gosh, building my business here, getting adjusted, it took a lot, and it's something I'm honestly still adjusting to. So I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope that it inspired you. I hope that it showed you that high risk equals high reward. I hope that it shows you that you have to take a leap of faith sometimes, and you have to be willing to, again, place yourself in positions that are not always the most fun if you want to actually go for your goals. It's about having a dream, taking action, and making it happen. So thank you guys again for tuning in. If you guys did like this episode, please let me know by sending me a direct message on Instagram. That is going to be at @yoitskenslo. That's at @yoitskenslo. Or you can go through my business account, which is Fitness for Fortitude, the word fitness, which is FITNESS, the number 4, the word fortitude, FORTITUDE. Or if you like the show, please share it with a friend, leave a rating, leave a review on any major podcast platform. There's really nothing more valuable than that to me in order to help the show grow. And you can also see the podcast up on YouTube here. I like to have it like 2 to 3 days out, usually from the audio only, once I edit it and get it done for you guys. So that is that. And then I also want to say, you guys know that I am a personal trainer and a nutrition coach. I offer online coaching for everyone, male, female, wherever you're at in the world. I really want to help you. I love helping others achieve their goals, whether it's building muscle, getting leaner, feeling more confident, improving your relationship with food. So many different things I like to do. So if that interests you, you need guidance, you need support, you need accountability, I am your girl. You can reach out to me through those same Instagram accounts, or you can always shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's KENSLEYMEEKSFIT@gmail.com. And I will get back to you as soon as I can. No, I'd love to help you. And then a final thought before we end today's show, I've stopped doing this for a minute, but we're going to bring it back. It's just because the other episodes I feel like have been a little bit longer, and I don't want to be rambling too much, but I want to give you guys a listener Q&A. Always like to take a question from a listener, someone who sends in a question via DM. That's another thing. If you guys want to send in a question, you can do it through the same Instagram accounts, but let's get to that question for today. So question is, what are the best supplements to build muscle? All right. So I hate to break it to you. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there is no magic supplement when it comes to building muscle. Following a proper nutrition and training protocol to cater towards your goals and your needs, one that's going to be optimizing muscle growth, is going to be your best bet. So what does this look like? And then we'll go into the supplements. Number one, substantial calories to support muscle growth. You have to be eating enough in order to build muscle. I see this big common mistake with a lot of, especially girls, just not eating enough. You have to have a pretty high protein diet. Remember, protein is going to be basically the building blocks of our muscle cells. So sticking with some really good protein sources, for example, egg whites, lean ground beef, turkey, chicken, white fish, things like that are going to be great. You need to also have a structured strength training routine, one that makes sense, one that has enough intensity and enough volume to actually see results. You need to make sure with that training protocol, again, your training is challenging and you're using the concept of progressive overload. You're always increasing the demand placed on your body. And then overall consistency within these areas when it comes to your nutrition and your training is going to be key tips first, okay? Once you have all of that taken care of, there are a few effective supplements when it comes to a muscle building standpoint. The first one I want to mention is just going to be protein powder. So again, protein is going to be the building blocks of our muscle cells. And a lot of times you guys struggle with getting in enough protein, especially as a girl. Protein is filling. A lot of times we don't want to eat all that. We think we're going to get big. But let me tell you, you're not. I eat about 150 grams of protein a day. This is as big as I'm going to get, just being straight up. So increase your protein intake with a protein powder in addition to those whole food sources. So as much as you can, I would say try to get your protein from foods that are not really processed, foods that are left at their most natural state. But adding in a good quality protein powder with less additives and limited artificial ingredients, one that actually does your body right and digests well, can be super, super helpful for you in hitting your protein goal. I always do a protein shake every single day. And I will actually leave a link also. You guys know I work with First Form. It's an amazing brand. I've been using it for a while now, and it's a brand that I truly do highly recommend. If you want high quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products, it's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio, at YoItsKinslow, that's YoItsKinslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now, let's get back to the pod. And then next supplement is going to be creatine. So creatine is one of the most widely researched supplements in the world. And a lot of times I mention creatine to my clients, my girls, they're like, oh my gosh, no, I don't want to do steroids. And I'm like, girl, chill. This is not a steroid. This is a supplement. Okay. Creatine is going to give you more sustainable energy to increase the intensity of your workouts and recover faster, which as a result is going to lead to more muscle hypertrophy, the building of that skeletal muscle mass. So I would try to get those two supplements. I've been taking creatine for years. Same thing with the protein powder. Those two are really, really good and very effective, again, from a muscle building standpoint. So hopefully that answers your question. Thank you guys again one more time just for listening, for watching if you're on YouTube. I wish you nothing but blessings as always, gains, of course, and the best mental health and physical health possible. Let's keep growing. Let's keep thriving. Let's keep being unafraid to take risks and create a life that we truly are passionate about. Reminder, high risk equals high reward. If you want to gain something that you've never had before, you got to do something that you've never done. Get outside of your comfort zone, make yourself seen, do your photo shoots if you need to, be confident in who you are at all costs, and believe in yourself. I'll talk to you guys next Thursday. I appreciate y'all and hope you have a blessed rest of your week.